Hello, my name's Danielle.
Hi, I'm Marissa.
And this is
Is That What You Kink?
And today we have a special guest, Levi.
Hello, Levi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. And today our subject is going to be group sex.
Whoop. Yeah, group sex. Get the party started. Everybody join in.
It feels so well rehearsed.
I know. Oh, we're so good. I guess talking about what do's and don'ts.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those things that a lot of people will like, not necessarily like to say it as a goal, but like it's one of those like fantasy things that a lot of people talk about. I mean, obviously it's like really big in porn and things like that. So it's not as simple as maybe some of the other kinks where you can just like find someone else that's into it. You know, you guys like agree on things. With group sex, you really have to like make sure that like everyone's prepared. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot like more that goes into it than just like, hey, let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think even like trying to force it or trying to plan it out, unless everyone's already like sexual partners,
mm-hmm. yeah.
then it ends up making things really awkward and it ends up not being fun at all.
Aww.
Well, I feel like from my experience, like threesomes, like I feel like so many male partners I've had just try to like push for a threesome to happen because they find out I'm bisexual. They're like, oh, we're going to find a girl and this is going to happen. And I'm like,
that's not as easy as.
Yeah, it's not
you're
that
You're like,
simple.
There's some other stuff.
Yeah, like, that. I'm like, well, first off, we have to find a girl who's into both of us. Second mm-hmm. off, we both have to be into the girl.
Yeah.
And third off, we have to all agree this is happening, and the likelihood of it going well is, like, very low. Like,
yeah, and all has to be at the same time, too. Like,
yeah.
You all have to be in the mood, essentially, at the
yeah.
same time. Like,
it's
sometimes
hard.
You're just like,
you're just not
you might be presented
it.
With something that you normally would be really excited to do, but you're just in that moment. It's like, this is not the right time for me. And then you just end up declining it. So yeah, there's so much that goes into creating the chemistry of multiple people, especially like if you go beyond three, then, you know, you might start seeing like couple swap, things like that. But I think once you hit four or more, that's when people start breaking off into groups.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
like it's no longer like that many people all having sex together. It's
yeah. like, it's like people all in like, the vicinity having
yeah.
sex with
yeah.
each other.
It's
yeah.
like two threesomes instead of the actual like six people at once.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Or it, like how you were saying.
Yeah.
What?
In our pre-production meeting.
In our pre-production meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had an experience where I was having a threesome with two women, and there was two other women present, but they were just having sex with each other. They weren't involved at all. I don't know necessarily that they wanted to be involved either, but regardless, I think that's a good example of like when you have a certain number of people, it just starts to make more sense that people are breaking off into groups of two or three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, four and five can totally work, but I just think that like naturally people will focus on one person or one or two people. It's mm-hmm. just so hard to keep your focus on multiple people. Like
it's hard
your brain
one.
Just yeah
right.
your brain just can't comprehend
yeah.
all the,
yeah.
everything that's going on. It becomes tough.
Yeah, I definitely have seen, well, at the place where we met, it was a party.
Yeah,
obviously a lot of kink people there, and mm-hmm. a lot of people having sex in different parts of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like, okay,
yeah. But then, like, some people would classify that as group sex because we were all like
in the
same tent.
Yeah.
Sure,
but like realistically, it was just like
one person's bringing it out over
pairs.
Here.
Yeah,
yeah, and then two people are having sex over there, mm-hmm. and like one person's getting whipped in that corner.
Yes,
yeah.
I don't want to be that person.
You weren't that person this time, though, but...
I know, I'm saying I want to be that person.
That's a different episode.
I know.
But yeah, that's, like, I guess that could be classified as group sex. I guess mm-hmm. for most of my things, if it's been more than one other person, it's always been a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases. I guess I've been in the same room as other people having sex.
Yeah. You know? Now that I think about it, like, yeah, I haven't really had, like, group sex, because it does...
It breaks off.
Typically happen
yeah,
the way you were saying,
yeah.
where it's just people kind of just like branch off and go to separate places. But also it was easy to do that at the last place I was at, because there was like a shit ton of rooms. Like there were so
yeah.
many. Oh, it was crazy.
So what's the most people that you've like been sexually engaged with at like one time or
like in a row, maybe I guess.
In the same room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, in the same room. All right, hold up. I gotta think about it and I gotta count. I think 4 other people, so 5 okay. including myself. There might have been like a 6th person there who was like doing like the bare minimum, but I was not paying attention to that person because they weren't doing it to me.
They were just they were there. They were in their corner.
Yeah.
Well, I did have one time. I had a couple of friends over, and we were supposed to go see a movie with like the partner I had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like it ended up falling out for us, and he just went by himself basically. And then like we started having a threesome, and then all of a sudden we hear the door open. Mm-hmm. It's the dude. Door. It's the happy ending. He looks scared. But like. He comes into the room and he sees us all naked and he's like, he just starts laughing and taking off his clothes.
So he's like, oh, come on, you guys started without me. Let me just join in now.
Yeah, he just joins awesome. In. It's probably the best story I have about That's group awesome. Sex.
That's so funny.
He's just like, I guess this is happening.
Right? Like, that's a good attitude. I'll just jump right in.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
What are some things that, like, have gone wrong or like ruined the mood, maybe even before things got started, but I think especially like in the moment when once like threesome or group sex has begun, like what's something that you feel like ruined the mood or ruined the experience for someone or maybe even yourself?
Well, I don't like, I'm pretty sure I already told the story like in one of the first episodes. It's I don't okay. know, but it pertains to different things. So there was a time where like it was a pool party and like everyone was going crazy and I, of course, was the one who started things off, so I started giving, like, these 2 guys a blowjob on the pool, like, there was, like, one of those shelves, whatever, mm-hmm. So they were sitting there, and I was giving them a blowjob, and, like, me and one guy, like, kind of basically said that the 2 of us were gonna go upstairs and, like, start doing stuff, uh-huh. And then the third guy, he was, like, the second guy who I was giving the blowjob to, he kind of just invited himself up,
okay,
and it kind of just totally made me and like the first guy like super tense, and I could tell things were weird after that. So it's like I knew that I wasn't able to enjoy myself as much as I would have been because he kind of kept trying to like butt in, and then the guy I was with, he was like, bro, get out of here.
Yeah. That's really weird. Yeah, he never said like, let's go fuck. He was like, I'll give you a blowjob.
Yeah. And then like I was like, hey, let's go fuck to that one guy, and I was like making eye contact, so it was pretty clear I was talking to this one person. Was not an open invitation.
Yeah.
And like he just took it upon himself to like try to join, and it just, I don't know, like it seemed kind of rude just
to like butt in.
Yeah. Even though like it was that type of party, like of course like we all expected to go there and see people fucking like all over the place, but I don't know, it was a little different that again there was no like communication, like I didn't say it was okay for him to join, neither did the other guy.
Yeah, you definitely talked about that in consent, because that was a,
yeah, because that's
not sure. Consent. Yeah. I mean, I guess I never let it get far enough where I like it, anything would have ruined the mood at that point, because like I was saying like how guys that I've been with are like, let's make this happen, let's do this, and then I'm like, it's probably not gonna happen. Like like to be honest, if you can find a girl that's interested, I'll let you know. And guess what? They never find a girl. Surprise.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler it doesn't alert. Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like, though, like, especially if you're in a relationship with someone and you decide to have like a sexual act, like, I don't know, like a threesome or more with other people or another person or another couple, whatever. People can get their feelings hurt when they start to feel like left out or if they feel like they're not getting enough attention. And that becomes really difficult because you don't really know how much attention they think is the right amount or.
I've definitely had that happen where it's unequal with how much attention is being given. And then one person kind of is like, I'm still here.
But it can vary from, you know, based on the person. Like, some people are just going to be like, hey, whatever, let's, you know, just see whatever happens and go completely with the flow and be organic about it. And then there's some people that are like, I need you to, like, meet my needs on, you know, the certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are going to, I think it's something that you have to discuss a lot beforehand. Like, what exactly you're trying to get out of the situation, like what you will need in order to be satisfied with it. Because the worst thing would be to like have met your fantasy and then end up having bad feelings about it or regrets about it later. Because then you're like, oh, here's this thing I've been, I've been looking forward to this thing for, you know, however long. I finally like, I figure out how to make it happen. And then I end up only having bad memories or bad feelings about it because my partner's upset or the other person's upset. They don't want to talk, you know, whatever the case may be.
That's why I think it's funny. Like being on Tinder, obviously being bisexual, having like both men and women, like there'll be couples who will put on there that they want a unicorn.
And, hell yeah.
And like, well, it's funny because half the time they don't show their face. I'm like, I want to see your face.
Right? Yeah. That's one thing I never understood. Where it's just, especially in apps like Tinder or something where you're like meeting people.
Well, it's because they want to keep it private. They don't want like people they know to know.
No, well, that part, yes. But it's just like when it gets to a point where like I've had people like refuse to send me a picture of their face. And I'm like, this is the biggest red flag if I've ever seen one. Like,
how am I going to know it's you when I show up?
Exactly. Like, do you remember
remember that story our friend told us when he like, he was really crazy and he went on Grindr and he met that dude and then he didn't know what the dude looked like and the dude's house was like completely dark.
Oh,
and
geez.
He walks in and he like looks down and he realizes the dude's black because he has like this huge black cock in front of him.
Like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I don't know if you remember.
I think I do barely remember that.
I remember being
like, oh my god, he was black. And I'm like, what?
Because I didn't expect our friend to do that. Yeah. I was like, you're never this crazy.
What's that? This is dangerous.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm always like skeptical because these couples say they want a third, but I don't know. And they always emphasize we're confident and don't worry, you're not going to ruin our relationship kind of way. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just like, you probably have never had a threesome. Your boyfriend or husband or whatever got you into this.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just looking for a girl to join you and it probably will fuck up your relationship.
Because people are usually a nightmare. Like, they're just like a Tinder keg of emotion. Like, it's going to blow up in their face like at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, not all the time. But mostly, there's like a reason why that's a cliche.
Yeah, it's just like, I know that, I feel like if you agree to this, you go and do it. What if the guy shows you more attention and then all of a sudden, you know, his wife or girlfriend or whoever just like gets mad and they end up breaking up because like you agreed to do this. Like,
or even if they don't break up, like even just sitting there watching them fight is like, okay, well,
so awkward.
I'm getting dressed while you guys are fighting and I'm gonna leave.
Slip out.
Yeah,
bye.
Like, I was just here for the threesome.
I did not sign up for all of this.
Yeah.
One of the issues that I have the most, like the majority of the time when I come across a couple who wants like a unicorn or just a third or whatever, it's typically just like a dude pretending to be
a girl,
a couple. And I'm like, what the heck?
That's just strange. I've not heard about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Or it's just like, cause there was one thing where I wanted to meet up with this couple and I wanted to meet them both together, but there was always an issue with the girl like needing to, I don't know, like she could never find coverage or she could never find a sitter or something would always come up. At that,
that's so weird.
Almost like it seemed like the last
right before,
minute.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, well, I can meet you by myself. And I was like, bro, I told you I'm meeting both of you together. So that's what's going to happen.
Well, I was telling him the story on the way that I have a friend and we've done stuff before. And like, he has a partner now who's bisexual and he keeps like asking me if I'd like to play with him. And I'm like, well, you know, I'd like to talk to her a little bit more and figure out. He's like, and last time I saw him, he's like, well, you know, would you be interested in fucking her? I'm like, well, I really don't know yet. Like,
yeah,
he was,
like
really pushing for it.
Ugh.
And, like, you know, I'm just like, I really want to hear it out of her mouth.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to hear it out of both of your mouths. And right now, I'm only hearing it out of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't.
That's not good enough.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd rather hear it from her before anything. But, like, I'm just like, you seem to be pushing for this to happen, but I don't hear her saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also think that, like, obviously, like with anything, it gets easier, you know, the more you do it, the more practice you have and, like, being able to navigate the relationships and things like that and just, like, being present. It becomes easier. So you're probably going to screw up at some point.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, of course.
Be as prepared as possible, but expect that things are not going to go the way that you want. And eventually
always
you'll
make a contingency.
Yeah. Eventually you'll kind of like be smarter about it. But you also have that first time when you're like, oh, this is my big fantasy or whatever. And then like, you're going to fucking blow it because you're just too excited. And you're so like self-absorbed in that moment because it's like, you're like locked in your head thinking like, this is my thing. This is, mm-hmm. you know, special for me, but it's special for everyone.
Everybody,
that's involved.
Yeah.
And so like being selfless is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, you don't necessarily need to be completely selfless and
just
not
like,
get
don't
off
pay.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
Yeah,
but, attention to me,
but
no.
At the same time, like,
you have to make sure everyone else gets off.
Yeah.
Too, you know?
Like everyone needs to be on team, everyone else. Like,
yeah.
That's really the best way to put it, I think.
That's awesome. Well, I like that. Be on team, everyone else.
Yeah.
It's funny because I had a friends with benefits who had a girlfriend, and he's like, I wish she was more into girls because then like we could have a threesome. And I'm just like, bro, you can't even get me off by myself.
You're just like, you're gonna have the worst time ever.
Like, you can't get me off. What makes you think you can get two girls off at the same time?
Oh, damn, that's like, so sad.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
that's why they're not together.
I get that though. Like, I know, seriously, like I do, like part of me feels a little bad for how I feel about it, but then another part of me is just like, well, this is how I feel about it. Like, sex is so important. So
yeah.
If it doesn't,
yeah.
It's not working. It's not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two parts of it. Obviously, like being able to please oneself, but then also being able to please others is like, there's a balance there. It's not good enough to just be like, oh yeah, I showed up for myself. Cause then like, well, why is the other person even involved?
Yeah. Like if they showed up,
I feel like a lot of people just come in there and like with just two person sex and just try to get themselves off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's usually just guys cause they're so much easier to get off. Like,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like,
no effort.
Yeah.
No, you're like, it just happens.
They're like, yeah. They just like, okay, I did a few pumps and I came, I'm good.
Like,
so you have to think about, like, if you can't even maintain it for one person, what makes you think
you can
do multiple?
Do but yeah.
Yeah.
Like, guys, you can get off when you're trying not to. I don't think
yeah, like, girls, they have to, like, focus intently.
Lord. Like, there are, seriously, like, I have to, like, not focus on anything else for it to happen sometimes.
Like, if I get distracted, it's
good,
over.
Right. Oh, for sure. Oh, man, I feel so bad because I'm so easily distracted. Oh, and it really, like, 90% of the time, it's nothing about the guy. Like, it's not that I'm not attracted. It's just I can't focus.
That's also why it's hard for me to have group sex because I'll hear someone else fucking in the background.
And you're
like,
just like,
now I'm distracted. Now I can't do anything right now.
One thing that I learned, well, I didn't think I had to learn it, but even like women should carry condoms with them, especially when it comes to like group sex or like party sex type of stuff, because sometimes the guys don't bring them,
which they really should.
Yeah.
I feel like if I threw a party that was like meant for group sex, I would have like a bowl of condoms in the front.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Ready, you know?
But then also it's just like, I don't know, people are so picky about them sometimes. Like they only like a specific brand or a certain
whatever.
Well,
if you're picky, then you should bring your own.
That's
exactly.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's going to be situations where like, you're just like down to be fluid bonded with someone, but like, really, like, if you haven't taken all the precautions, if you're not, like, comfortable with that level of risk, you really should be bringing your own prophylactics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Or, like, if you have an allergy or whatever. Because, like,
yeah.
I know guys who have kids because they're like, I have an allergy to latex. I'm like, bitch, there's latex-free birth control
out
there.
There's plenty of other options, yeah.
Like, it's not just condoms, just birth control in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, wet naps are helpful.
I'd imagine.
Yep. And like, no joke, I was at a party one time and they set up those little doggy pee pads.
Oh my god.
If you're like trying to train your dog to like pee and not pee all over the house, they actually had those like absorbent mats and stuff. And I actually, at first, I was like, this is so weird. But then I thought about it and I'm like, that's so smart. That's such a smart idea.
They've done this before.
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I guess the first time I really experienced anything, like, even seeing group sex was at like the same person's house where we met Levi. Yeah. I went to someone's birthday and I didn't do anything myself because like I could only stay for like a couple hours. I had to work the next day.
Gross.
I always have to work the
you
next
do.
Day.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yep.
And then yeah, they're like, oh, go say hi to the birthday boy. And I look over and the birthday boy has a girl like sitting like straddling him, and I'm like. They're
she's
like, oh,
busy.
He's busy. I would not suggest.
Like, yeah, you're like, maybe just wait a sec. Just wait a little while.
See how long. Like, just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and one of my friends went with me, and they're like their relationship. They were there with their boyfriend, and like, they're like poly, but like oftentimes he's kind of weird about her messing around with guys,
mm-hmm.
and like. Like, the first time he let her mess around with the guy was there, and he, like, the dude, like, ate her out in the hot tub, and then she sucked his dick in the hot tub.
Ooh.
So, I mean, not under the water.
No, oh, I know.
Yeah, no, sitting on the ledge.
Wow, those people are, like, really fucking talented.
I'm
like,
not, yeah, I'm
like,
water
hold your
like
water.
Yeah. It's, like, hot water, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh my goodness.
No.
If I met anyone who could do that, I would run, because I'd be like, what are you made of?
Like, how did you do
how this? Did you survive that?
And also you'd be pushing water up into your vagina, which seems like
it's
a terrible
really
idea.
Healthy.
No,
it's not really good.
Good
for it, for that area.
For your vagina, no.
Yeah.
For sex at all, it's like,
yeah.
it's terrible.
Not a lubricant.
Not at all.
No.
I feel like water only works as a lubricant for like metal. Like those like big saws that are slicing
sure,
through
yeah.
stuff. There's
yeah.
a lot of water on it. So I'm like,
I
that's
think
the
water
only way it works.
Is there to like keep it from overheating.
That's
too,
what
right?
I think. I know.
It
I'm
is.
Pretty sure that's what it is, but.
Water
so even then, it's really...
It's really not.
No. Yeah. Water just rusts the metal at the end of the day.
That's true.
Also, semen, like, coagulates in water, and it's, like, really gross.
Oh.
We just made this simple. Oh, God.
That's how cringy it was. The exact same noise at the exact same time.
How did we do that? I'm definitely leaving that in.
Oh, good. Ooh, another thing, like, that's super important along the lines of, like, communicating with the people who are going to be a part of it is, like, just making sure that people are safe beforehand. Because there was a party that I was invited to where, like, in order to basically get in, you had to have, like, a pretty recent STD test.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I was just like, that's a super great idea.
Yeah.
Because, of course, like, birth control is not 100% effective. So it's just that extra, like, line of security
yeah.
almost.
Yeah, that's what, like, was kind of hinting. I guess I didn't say clearly, but, like, if you're
oh,
going
man.
To be like, no, it's my own fault. I didn't say no. clearly. It's like, if you're going to have fluid bond with people, like, you need to be tested regularly.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like,
all the people that I know that are in, like, the King Stephen, like, swingers, whatever, they mm-hmm. always, like, get tested really, like, mm-hmm. every few months or so.
Yeah.
Like, they want to make sure they're clean.
Oh, yeah. I know some people who go at least once a month, and
oh.
they were making a joke, like, the people at the clinic know them by name, and they're probably, like, talking all this crap and stuff, but I'm like, who cares? They can talk as much crap as they want. Like,
yeah,
you're just making sure you're safe.
Yeah.
Like, which is awesome.
Like, bitch, I'm getting laid,
yeah.
and I need to make sure I ain't getting anybody sick. Like,
yeah.
That's...
So I can keep getting laid.
Keep
yeah.
fucking.
Yeah.
I had someone at the clinic one time tell me I didn't need to come so often. I was like, yeah, I do, actually.
I do, though. Like,
well,
you don't understand.
I do.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. There it is working.
So, I guess I'll tell a story of... Since, like I said, this is sort of a fantasy or, like, a goal type kink for a lot of people. The, like, craziest one for me that was, like, felt like the top of the mountain was, like, the mm-hmm. best was 1 year for my birthday, four of my partners threw a reverse gangbang for me. And so, well, unfortunately, because of health issues, I actually did not get to fuck all of them. I mean, they all ended up blowing me and hand jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think I only, like, had penetrative sex with two of them. But, I mean, still, it was fucking great. And we took a lot of fun pictures. And, yeah, it was just, like, one of those things that, like, just having known that, like, group sex is one of my kinks, like, having that fulfilled, like, by a bunch of people that care about me is fucking cool. I don't know. Like, it's
cool.
just, like, beyond just, like, having sex with a bunch of strangers.
Right, like beyond the yeah. physical satisfaction.
Yeah, it's just like there's like a big mental high there of like having that many people like desire you. I think that's also part of it. Like mm-hmm. there's definitely like a fantasy of being super desirable in that yeah. moment.
It feels good to be wanted.
Yeah, for oh, sure. Yeah. And then even like it can go into like other kinks too of like not necessarily consensual non-consent, but like sort of like being used by choice,
like being somebody's sex toy, yeah, basically.
Almost getting into like free use and things like that, like yeah. it all plays into that too. Yeah, so I mean that was just that would be like my having had plenty of group sex, I would say like that was one of those moments where I was like I felt like I'd like met my goal or dream fantasy, whatever you
just
want to call
it. As soon
it.
As it yeah. happens, I have lived.
Yeah.
I have lived.
Yeah, like you just like you get all excited like to like I don't even like have anyone to tell it to because the people that I would tell it to were there. So, but, like,
wow, can you believe this happened to me? Yeah. Like, yes, I was there.
It's like okay, just pretend that you don't know me for a second and I gotta tell you this crazy story. Yeah.
It's completely like that scene in Wayne's World where he's telling him about the concert. He's like, Phil, we were there. It's pretty much that.
I mean, I still say things to people sometimes. They're like, dude, I was there.
I do that so much.
I'm like, but it was great, wasn't it? Right. Well, we could talk about when we surprised threesome my partner.
All right, let's go for it.
So we went to emo night.
Oh, we did. Sorry.
We went to...
You gotta get the clicks.
You gotta get...
I can't do that.
It's from riding horses.
Yeah. I've ridden a horse once.
I was in 4-H, so.
What? I lived on a ranch for a little while.
Oh, fancy.
We all have horses and stuff now. You rode a horse once.
I did.
I used to compete.
Oh.
And then you lived on a ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
This is I now guess. The first episode of Horse Talk.
Horse Talk. Thanks for joining
Welcome
us.
Welcome to Horse Talk. But yeah, we were back to the story. Yeah. Now that we got onto horses.
We should get a button. That like tallies how many times we get off topic.
Oh god, it would be too many.
That would just no, that number would be real high.
But yeah, like we were at emo night and of
which
course
was super fun.
Oh yeah, and of course we had a few drinks each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. I kept being like, let's go back to the bar. And I was like all over you guys. My ex was literally like 5 feet
Not
from us.
Good. Yeah. He was like like a table's width across from us.
Yeah, like a few feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with like his like furrowed brow and
his arms are all crossed.
So
and he's
mad.
Like pouting over there, and he's just like, like she's I could almost hear him just being like,
just how dare she have two people this time?
Two people.
So I've been there with my partner before, and he'll mm-hmm. like stand literally like really close to us and like look angry.
That's not creepy.
No.
Yikes.
And like my partner has no idea until after. I'm like, by the way,
we were being stalked.
Yeah, my ass was literally right fucking next to you, and he did not look happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was all over you guys, mm-hmm. of course. You both didn't mind.
Oh, of course. I never mind. We just constantly touch each other's
oh, yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, that's just the thing.
Yeah, we do.
Can't
that.
Help it. But yeah, like they... And then we get back to my place, and we're all just like, we're gonna... Well, I think
oh,
I made
so
us quesadillas.
Tired. Oh my gosh, yeah. You make the best quesadillas when we're drunk. Oh, it's the best thing ever. I ask for them so much. Oh, they're so good.
You have to go clubbing with us to try my drunk quesadillas. All right, one
I'm
of
in.
These days.
Oh, and we're gonna eat them on the floor in her kitchen.
Yeah, we sit on the floor in the
I'm
kitchen.
Fully in.
Half my clothes are already off, because I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
fuck this shit.
Oh yeah, and I'm the same way. When I walk in, like, I don't even ask anymore if I could just take my clothes
oh, no,
off, and I just
because you know
do
it's
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's consented.
Yeah. It's fine.
And then
I
we
have
get,
permission.
But yeah, we ate our quesadillas on my floor as per tradition.
Yes.
And then we go back, like you came into bed with us, and we're like watching TV.
Yeah, because I was just like, something's probably gonna happen. And I was like, and I want to be there if it does.
I'm gonna be part of it this time.
Yeah.
And of course, things did happen. We just start. Well, first him and I started, like, doing things, mm-hmm. and then you're, like,
and then I just,
reach
like,
around.
Slowly, like, just, like, put my hand, and I'm, like, is this okay?
And then he's,
like, yeah,
and
I'm, like,
and then
all right. And I'm moving a little closer. I'm like,
his
all
hand
right.
goes on you, and you're, like, all right.
Oh.
And you got good. Pretty close to coming. Like, you're pretty, I did. You're pretty hard to get to
I
come.
Know, my gosh. Someone asked me the other day if I was a hard nut, and I was like, is that still the right term for a woman? Like,
I would say yes.
All right. Yeah. Oh, like, wait, what did I say? Hard nut or tough nut?
Something like hard nut. Hard nut.
Okay, because tough nut sounds better. It sounds like a pun.
Yeah, tough nut to crack.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, yeah, tough nut to nut.
Have a tough nut to nut.
Yes. But, yeah, it was super fun, though. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was... And then the next morning, well, I went to work the next day, and then you two were still in my place, and he's like, that's the best thing ever.
He kept saying it. Like, we would wake up at different times, because, like, afterwards, I went to go, like, when all was said and done, I went and I, like, slept on the couch.
Yeah.
Well, because there was, definitely not enough room.
There was not enough room, and also I'm, like, a fucking furnace when I sleep. So I was like, I'm gonna go to the couch. And then... She left in the morning to go to work, and then we woke up at different times, and it's like I would go to the bathroom and, like, pass the room, and I'd, like, check on him, and he'd be like, last night was great. I'm like, he's doing fine. I was just going to go to the bathroom. And then, like, he would come out and, like, or he had to go get his bag or something from his car, and I was like, hey, how you doing? He's like, I'm so fucking great, man. I'm so good. I'm like, that's so good to hear.
I'm sure he, like, went home, and he's, like, called his friends, like, oh, my God.
You'll never guess what just happened.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that, like, well, when there's one person that you want to have sex with and they want to have sex with you, that's, like, exciting. And then just, heck, like, yeah, that, like, to get all the, like, pieces aligned where, like, this magic moment happens where you get to have sex with two people you want to have sex with, and they're, like, everyone's excited and having a good time and happy with it. Like, that really is, like, hard to describe until you've experienced. Like, you're just, like, over the moon.
Mm-hmm. And now, and he went up in your rankings for guys I've dated.
Yeah, he did. He got bumped up. Real high.
Like, you up here now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I always am like, tell guys that I see, I'm like, you know, if you find Marissa attractive, come, I'm not against it. This happening.
And neither am I. Like, she tells them, she's like, she's gonna be on board. Like,
if you say yes. Like, you're the only one
that means it's happening.
Who hasn't said yes?
Yeah.
Like, I always say yes. Yeah. Right. But somehow he was the first one to say yes. I don't know how.
Yeah. The other guy's a butthead.
Yeah.
He's making me so mad. Well, he knows I want him. He won't let me have him, though. That's fine. The chase is fun.
Yeah. I honestly, like, that's one thing, too. Like, people get so focused on a goal that, like, forget, like, how much fun it is to just, like, to desire someone is,
yeah,
in and of itself is fun. Like, you don't necessarily have to end up fucking them or whatever,
right? I think he and I have this just, like, unspoken mutual agreement that it's just like, we both know I want you, and you're gonna lead me on, but it's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I'm okay with that because this is fun.
Yeah. I mean, as I think if you come to terms with the fact that, like, well, number one, like, the mindset of, like, nothing is owed to you. So, like, just wanting something isn't good enough to deserve it.
Yeah.
So, if you go in with that mindset and you just are, like, radically accepting of so-called rejection, then, like, that in and of itself becomes a game and it becomes its own thing where you can just be, like, I can still, like, have sexual desire towards this person and not expect anything from them and not make it uncomfortable for them. Like, I can still, like, have that and then it's your own personal thing that you get to, like, hang on to instead of, like, making it, like, a goal-oriented task.
I mean, I think it's always fun just flirting with people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. It is. Oh, like, my gosh. Yeah. It's so fun.
When I was going clubbing out a lot, even when we go clubbing, somehow I'd find, like, the one straight dude in the gay club. It's weird. I don't know how. But, like, even just, like, talking and flirting with people, like, the whole, like, idea, like, oh, I don't know you, and, like, this is,
ooh,
like,
we just had an amorous exchange.
We had an amorous
exchange. Yeah, I stole that from The Sims.
I know you. Yeah, that's because you're always trying to get our Sims laid.
Hell yeah, just like I am in person.
I mean, yeah, but now, like, with my Sims, like, I had to move some people out because I'm like, it's too much with all.
Oh, seriously, I'm about to move two people out of that house.
Yeah, because one of the Sims is married now and has a child.
Oh.
You know which one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we made a Sims, like, both of us have our same friends on Sims, yeah, and our separate games.
So we just, like, tell each other, oh my gosh, this happened to this person.
We'll post in our group chat with the same friends that are, like, in it.
And I'm like, look what I made you do!
Well, that one girl I've been talking to told me she wanted me to make her on Sims, and mm-hmm. then, like, she's like, we should make all these people that, like, we both know, and then we'll, like, pretty much make their relationship how we feel about them.
Right? And just be mean to this person, but, like, nice to their face.
Like, this, so that dude that's been trying to get with me and her.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, let's just be really mean to him.
Damn. Right? Like, because I can't do this in person, so I'll get it out of my system.
I can't do it in person. Well, I'm, like, really
you're
tempted.
Good with that. Like,
I'm really tempted to be mean to him in person sometimes.
Right, but you like being mean to people.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's your thing.
I get off on it.
I know.
Like, when I used to be mean to that one guy I was friends with benefits with, mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, he would get all offended if I'd be like, yeah, you're one of, like, three guys I'm sleeping with right now. He's like, oh, whatever. And like, mm-hmm. yeah, out of your friends, you're, like, third.
You're ranked, like, pretty low.
You just went down a notch. Hey, like, who the fuck is it this time?
Yeah, right. The joke where the woman tells her boyfriend that she's got good news and bad news for him, and he says, what is it? And she says, you have the biggest dick of all your friends.
Isn't it? I think I saw that someone phrased it differently.
I've never
I'm
seen
sure
that.
There's other
there was one who's like, the husband's like, tell me something that will make me happy and sad at the same time. And then she says, you know, you have the biggest dick of all your friends.
Damn.
I mean, if you're
I mean, like, it depends on their relationship.
Yeah, if you're, like,
I mean, that's the thing, is it just, like, plays on, like, toxic monogamy culture, but
mm-hmm.
yeah,
it's still funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
We still understand. Yeah, he wasn't too fond of it, even though we were just friends with benefits. Be like, yeah, I slept with another one of your friends, and you're starting to go down. Like, you're starting to get, like, a little bit lower on my scale,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But yeah.
I mean, the pretty dick guy was one of them, and he was great.
He was great. It had the looks and the action.
I don't know.
I felt like I was going to say, like, a typical saying, but I was like, is there one?
I don't feel like there is. I don't think there is
that's,
either.
No, that's totally a saying. The looks and the action. Everyone says that.
It is that. It's recorded. Okay.
Yes.
Proof.
We got it down on wax.
Hell yes.
Do you have any, not necessarily bad, I don't want it to be a thing where you, like, make fun of someone, but do you have any, like, funny stories of like, things that have happened during group sex or in the attempt where, like, in retrospect you're able to laugh at it, but not necessarily, like, in any kind of shaming way. I don't want it to be, like, a negative thing, but just something that was, like, brought you joy to laugh about.
So there was one time when I was, like, on my hands and knees getting, like, fucked from the back, and mm-hmm. I was, like, eating this girl's pussy, but the guy was, like, going so hard that it was, like, moving my whole body, and my face was just, like, like, on her. And I was, like, trying to do stuff, so I was like, huh? Like,
headbutting her pubic mouth.
Pretty much.
I've had that happen. And then, like,
it was funny because I was trying not to laugh during, because I didn't want anyone to yeah. think that I was laughing at them.
Yeah.
So I was just like, like,
I've definitely had that happen, then I, like, pull away, and I'm like, I'll just use fingers.
I'll just use fingers.
I'll do this. Because I don't want to slam my nose into their pussy. Like, right? That doesn't sound appealing.
No, to either party. Like,
no.
Well, especially not to the nose person.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe nose on pussy is a new thing.
Hey.
Somebody's into it.
Somebody, oh, yeah, someone's definitely.
We gotta find them and make them record.
Yeah, they're gonna be on the next episode.
I love when noses are pushed straight into my pussy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Get that cartilage in there.
Mm.
I should get a Twitter so we could have random people who listen to this. If they do, they'd be like, oh my god, that's me. I'm that person.
Yeah, you need to get in touch with your fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I should make a Twitter page for this.
Let's do it.
I will. All right, so any more stories of funny things happening?
One time in a threesome, one of the women stopped and said to me, like, straight face, like, not like as a joke. She was just like, you remind me of my brother.
Oh! Is that, like, a kink?
Was, like, no, was that, like, was better, like, or worse for her?
We were all, like, a little high, and we had been like partying all night, and so it was just one of those things. I think she was just saying, like, it just like popped into her head, and she just said it without thinking about it.
Oh, well, maybe like, it was like one of those, like, it was on thoughts, her mind the whole time, like, who does this guy remind me of?
It's my brother. And then it popped
in, you remind me of my brother.
It was like, yeah, in the middle of the threesome, just like, okay, all right,
all right, like, now, is that
thanks for the knowledge?
Yeah, like, but I would, like, if I was you, I would just be like, so is this, like, are you saying you just gotta stop right now? Because
is this like a kink thing,
uncharted territory that you're not okay with? Like, what's the deal?
I just rolled the floor. I was just like, okay.
All right, going. Yeah. Okay, that works.
That's
too
cool.
Sounds good.
If you're cool with your brother doing this,
like, yeah, your brother's doppelganger, like, ganging up on you.
Ganging up on you. Oh, gosh.
No, that doesn't work. I'm trying to flip it in my head. Just been like, they're doppelganger. Your doppel, but that doesn't.
I mean, some people have a kink for like sibling thing or like step sibling.
That taboo family business.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's gonna
like,
be another episode.
Well, we're trying to make it an episode with somebody, but they're not working out right now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's even gonna happen.
I hope it does.
You better be listening to this. You better make it happen.
You better.
You better. Or no more surprise threesomes. Now we gave away who it is.
We didn't say the person's name.
No, but we said it was my partner.
Oh.
Well, I mean,
they would have known anyway.
Yeah, they would have known.
Anyone that would have known based on that would have known regardless.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the next episode, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I know some people. I know at least a person. I don't know if they'd be cool to go on this, though.
You gotta give them that, like, robot monster voice season, like, 2020 and stuff. And like, oh, yeah, I remember the first time I was interested.
Yes. Just, like, the silhouette thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna try to figure out how to do that. Oh,
I'm sure there's
a way
to distort voices on here.
Probably.
We'd probably have to record off a different thing, though. Like, on top, like, do two recordings on top of
that. That would suck. Yeah. So it'd be like, okay, we'd ask the question, stop the recording, start the recording, and then they'd answer.
I think there's little, like, audio, like, sampler things that you can do. I know I've seen people use them. I don't know the details on them, but yeah.
We should get one of those like microphone things from the dollar store.
Yeah, those
mics. Yes, those ones work pretty well.
Well, I'm sure all the people I've listened do not care if people know. I mean, my coworker that was on with us last week, she's like, it's kind of embarrassing because I'm gonna share this everywhere, and
right?
I'm sure my family and friends are gonna hear it.
Mm-hmm.
If she shares it everywhere, all of my other coworkers are gonna hear it.
So, that's funny. That made, like, because my mom and my sister know that I'm doing this, and then my dad, like, I told him that we're doing this because I was asking for his help on, like, the artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, oh, like, should I listen to it? And I was like, no.
No.
No, you shouldn't. Like, because he knows, like, that I'm super open about it, and he's like, whatever, but I don't want to hear about it. Kind of thing, because after he's like, you're my daughter, so no, I don't want to know.
It's weird to think of your like.
Yeah, nobody in my family, like, I don't think they really know much about my lifestyle. I'm not really close with any of them, but I think that by now they've probably figured out that I'm at least like non-monogamous or poly, whatever you want to call it. But everyone that like knows me like on a personal level probably already has heard all these stories or knows all this stuff already. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine.
Right.
I mean, all my coworkers probably heard too much out of my mouth about it.
Right. And I just feel like that, like, if someone asks me, I'm gonna tell them, so it's like I'm not hiding anything, but I'm not constantly like skipping around being like, oh, group sex, threesomes, like, whatever.
I mean, if it comes up in conversation, then I have no problem discussing
for sure.
And a lot of the stuff, like, I don't think even hardly any of the stories I told today you guys haven't heard from me, or at least like had like some idea about some of the stuff. Like, it just comes up because it's just part of who I am. Like, my like sexual and romantic identity is like a big part of my overall identity, I think.
Well, I mean, when we all rolled at your place, we were all topless. At one point, we were all topless, and then I got too cold and put my top back on.
I dealt with it.
We weren't cold at all.
I know. I'm rarely ever cold.
I mean, I'm just always cold, so.
I'm just so hot.
right. So, kind of like flipping it on its head, like, because it's one of those things that seems to be at least liked, if not well liked, by everyone in attendance of this recording right now. like, what are like some things that you dislike? For me, I think the most difficult thing is feeling like that. There's a certain thing that can happen when you're just having sex with one person where, like, you just feel, like, extremely united, almost like, not to, like, to be too hippie about it, but I mean, like, almost like there's, like, this magic that happens of, like, feeling, like, really connected, like very in love. Even if you weren't previously, like, feeling love towards the person, like even if it was just, like, a casual sexual encounter or, like, friendly, you know, someone that's friends with benefits, you do create this moment of love or whatever you want to call it.
Like, one of the times I was, I think it was when I was rolling with one of my partners. I know we were on something, but he was like, I feel like I'm like melting into you. And I feel like that's kind of the feeling. It's like, you're like melting together and you're just like one entity for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. It can be really difficult to achieve that in group sex. So you may even be close with the two people. So let's say you're even having a threesome with two partners that you have, that it's hard to create that moment with multiple partners, just because your focus gets lost. Like, it's hard to create that level of chemistry too. Mm-hmm. Like, with two people, like, creating the chemistry and the rhythm, whatever you want to call it, together is a lot easier than creating with three. So for me, I think there is a certain level of intimacy that you just have to be willing to let go of and go, like, it's just not going to happen this way, like, during group sex. So if you're, like, really seeking, like, a strong connection, it kind of goes back to what we're talking about with, like, unicorn hunters, where they're looking to get closer to each other or to fix a relationship in some way, and they're missing out because they're not going to get that through group sex. It's I would say, almost impossible for them to get the thing that they think they're going to get out of group sex that way.
Well, they think they're going to, like, have this cool experience together, and they're going to have, like, oh, if we bring this girl in, it'll make things just more exciting for us, which you have to also realize, you have to think about the girl you're bringing in.
I was just about to say, like, it seems like in that type of thought process, it's almost like lost that other girl is like a girl that
is a person.
Is a person. Yeah. And not just an object.
Just bring a sex toy in if you're really bored. Yeah.
Like, if that's the only thing you're looking for, like, they sell blow up ones.
Yeah. Well, or pay somebody.
Yeah.
You can just get a vibrator if you're really trying to, like, do something a little bit more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just the reason I'm not, like, I turn it down more often than I accept it, because I only accept it if it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
If it kind of just happens. If, you know, you're with, like, somebody you're seeing, or, like, you're with a friend even that you're already sleeping with, and then you run into somebody and you're all attracted to each other and it just happens. Like, that's how I prefer it. Like, I don't plan out my sex life.
Yeah, it can be planned out, but it's not like, it's so,
it needs to be more organic.
Yeah, it feels like artificial. Like, it just feels like
it's forced.
You're going through the motions. Like, it's not like when it just happens on its own. Like, I don't know if this is not really helpful for people that are like, oh, how do I, you know, get this into my own life? But, like, when it just happens on its own, when it's organic and natural, like, there is just, like, this explosion of, like, passion, like, where you really do feel
hot.
Like, you feel really lucky. Like, you feel like you're, like, so excited because, like, there was no indication that was going to happen before. And then all of a sudden there's a point where you go, like, I think this might happen. And then,
and then
it's there. Yeah.
And then you're like, holy shit, I was right.
Instead
just
of
like our surprise threesome.
Yeah. Instead of, like, you know, messaging a couple people and be like, okay, let's do, you know, meet at this time. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't really, like, schedule horniness.
Yeah, like, sometimes you might just, someone might, like, fail because they're like, honestly, I just don't feel it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's definitely my thing. It's just, like, it's hard to make that feel organic if it's not, if you're just, like, hitting up people on Tinder or whatever and trying to figure out, like, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even with my story earlier with my four partners, like I said, two of them had issues where we couldn't have penetrative sex that day. So just, like, even with the best planning and, like, with people that were already sexually involved with me, that were all, you know, up for this event, like, it still didn't end up going the way that they had wanted or that we had wanted. because there's just things that you can't control. And mm-hmm. like, even if you do all want it, like there's, you know, things can come up. So when it's organic, when it's just like this natural thing that, you know, kind of springs up out of nowhere, that's, I think, going to be the most success that you're going to have with the most satisfied you'll be as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I tell like partners that I've had that are like, want this to happen. I'm like, honestly, the moment you stop thinking about it happening is when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's the moment you stop trying.
Yeah. The same thing goes with
tell me stuff like that.
But it's not true
about
though. Like,
anything though. Yeah. You can't stop
thinking about it. It's like, oh, when yeah, you're like, my mind doesn't work
if you're like
that.
Trying to find a new partner, trying to have a threesome, like trying to whatever, like whenever you're putting so much effort into the goal, then you're like actually separating yourself from it. I think if you put effort into being the type of person that is accepting of those things, is ready for those things to happen, then it's more likely that they're going to happen instead of like constantly seeking the thing out. It goes more into putting effort into the journey instead of the goal.
Well, being open to the idea and just letting it happen to you. And if it doesn't happen, you don't get mad about it.
Exactly.
You're just like, cool, it didn't happen, but yeah. Whatever.
Because that's just another stage of the journey. Like rejection or like hoping that you got something that didn't happen, that just becomes part of the journey. And like you become in love with the journey and like that becomes your thing. And so then when it does happen, that also just becomes part of the journey. It's no mm-hmm. longer like, oh, I need to get this one thing to be happy. It's like, oh, that's going to happen at some point. And when it does, I'll be really excited for it. Mm-hmm. But then I'll be right back onto the path of it not happening anymore.
Yeah.
It only happens for a moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Damn, we're getting deep.
We're getting deep.
Get deep in group sex.
Deep in that pussy.
Oh, yes. Oof. I'm such a weird person, and I'm being so slutty right now that I have to schedule it because I'm going to forget.
You always tell me you have dick appointments.
I do. Like, I have to make actual appointments because I'm going to forget about it.
I mean, I tell people we'll meet up, like, this day. Like, mm-hmm. you can still schedule it, but I'm just saying it's not.
With like, my regular partners, like, I know in advance, like, when we're going to hang out and when we're going to have sex. I mean, there's always the chance that one of us will be like, eh, don't feel like having sex. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to a certain extent, like, when you just have, like, a busy schedule, that's just the way it goes. But, I mean, like, trying to like plan out, especially like if you've not had a threesome or group sex before and you're like, here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to plan it out. I just feel like it
takes
you're not going to be as satisfied with it.
Yeah,
that I understand. Okay. Yeah. I feel it. I feel you.
Yeah. Like, that. I mean, you can of course plan it. You can of course be like, you know, I really like this couple and I'd like for things to happen and they're inviting me over to their place, but mm-hmm. you're free to say no. Whatever happens, you know.
But, yeah, like putting yourself into a position where you've agreed to something before you know how you're going to feel at that time, like, especially with sex, is like really difficult because, like, then you feel like you have like already given consent, which of course you can take consent back at any time, but
yeah.
like, it's tough to feel like you're letting people down, especially
yes.
like when they're like, it's fantasy fulfillment for them, or especially with group sex now, it's like couple people that you're like feel like you're letting down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes difficult. That's why I think it's better to not plan it out, like let it happen, give consent in the moment instead of like, you know, a week in advance or weeks in advance and
mm-hmm.
then like show up and maybe you just don't feel like it at that point.
I definitely, with like just having sex with one person, you'll be like, yeah, I'm so excited for this to happen, and then you just get there and you're like, I don't know if I feel up to it today.
Yeah.
Or like a lot of time, my problem is always being too tired. Like literally, I've even started having sex and have fallen asleep because I'm so fucking tired.
Damn, I'm not.
I feel you on
that.
It doesn't help if I have drinks too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If I drink, I'm just gonna fall asleep.
Yeah, like they think, oh yeah, if she's drunk, she's like, she's gonna be more into
like,
it.
Nah, I'm just
she's
fucking
gonna be
tired.
Unconscious.
But like, I'm like, yeah, let's do this thing, and then I like see my bed. I'm going to bed.
Oh,
and they're like, she's asleep. Like, what the fuck? She was so down like literally 5 minutes ago.
And now you gotta finish the drinks by yourself and jerk off.
Yeah, now you can just jerk off to like me naked sleeping.
Right, you're like, alright, you're allowed to do that. Just, you know.
Since all my clothes end up off
anyway.
When we drink.
Yeah. I don't even need drinks to take all my clothes off.
Oh no, I know. That's
not a requirement.
But like, I know when we come back from the club to my place, I'm always like, all this is coming off. Okay,
yeah, like I'm uncomfortable.
And then I'm like,
four quesadillas.
I'm gonna I'm going to throw up a bit, make us some quesadillas.
Actually, that 100% happened.
Yeah, like one of the times we went out, I was like, I got pretty drunk. We ended up running into my boss too, which was,
oh, that was weird.
That's amazing.
And I was like, this is a titties out kind of night. And I was like, oh shit, maybe it shouldn't have been a titties out kind of night. He's here. And then we get back to my place. We already ate like two quesadillas, like on our journey back to my place.
Yeah, I think we stopped somewhere to get quesadillas.
It was at the bar we were at. They had quesadillas. They had like a quesadilla.
Oh, you're right. Oh, that was cool.
And then we got back to my place, and I'm like, I'm gonna throw up real quick.
And I was just like, oh, okay. I'll be here.
And I was like, and then I go and throw up. I'm like, I feel better now. Who wants a quesadilla? Like, yeah. You want a quesadilla?
Throwing up when you're drunk is the best. Like throwing up sober is just like, it's, you feel like you're going to die.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
If you just are just sick and you throw up from being sick, it's just the fucking worst.
Like you're all sweaty. You feel like you're about to pass out.
But if you're drunk
and
you're like, I got to puke. And then you puke and you're just like, oh, man, it's relief.
Like, you feel so much better. Yeah.
It's crazy because it's so true.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's why I do this. I feel like I've done this multiple occasions, but that's the one that pops up in my head the
most.
That's
the one that I remember the most, just because of the way it happened was
like,
so
I was
funny.
Just so nonchalant.
Like, you were so fine afterwards. Like, you never even.
I was
felt
like so nonchalant
before.
About like throwing up too. I was like, by the way,
like it just
up.
Was so like.
Like, it sounds like I'm just saying, I need to go pee. It's
like, basically.
That's basically what it feels like. You're just like, you get that pressure off you. There's the relief. The same level of relief from, like, a good pee as from puking while drunk.
Okay, now I have to say this. Like, is it just me? But, like, sometimes, especially, like, after having sex, if I pee, it's just, like, another orgasm. I'm just like, oof.
Oof.
Yes. That's so good.
I mean, it feels relieving for me, but I don't think it feels like a full-on orgasm.
I mean, like, it's not, like, a full-on orgasm,
but like, it feels,
it's
like,
really fucking good.
It just feels releasing, because it feels like it's been holding up in there for a
bit. Yeah, I guess.
I definitely don't have, but I had a partner who was like that. After we had sex, she would go, and I think almost every time she peed, I think she got a lot of pleasure out of it, but like, especially after sex, I remember like just watching her, like, because she would just leave the door open and I'm just like, okay. Like, she was just like, seemed to be getting up. I was like, all right.
I was watching a video yesterday that it was like, guess my kink. And I don't know if you've seen the videos, but like, it's like, guess what language I'm speaking, or guess like who works in the sex industry. And this one was like, guess my kink. And like, and there, one guy got off on like people licking him.
So, just, like, anywhere?
Like, anywhere. So, these people, like, you know, they guess his, they finally, like, got to know his kink, and then they, like, licked his hand, and he's, like, convulsing.
What?
Yeah, that's like, he, like, convulses just from being licked.
I would hate to have that.
But then, like, I feel like
because,
if you,
like,
see a dog.
Exactly,
like,
that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I love dogs.
Especially Dex.
Yes,
like,
oh my gosh.
Dog, oh my God.
Like, ooh.
He looks, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Pete Holmes has that bit where he's talking about how he's glad that he doesn't have any weird kinks, and he's like, I have to, like, stop watching porn, because what if I discover something really foul, and then that's the thing for me, I can never go back.
I can never go back, that's so funny.
I turned into a furry.
I don't want to ruin the whole joke, but it's really good. Pete Holmes is the best.
That's so funny. He is so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean... I guess that's one way to find your kinks, is most people find them with porn anyway.
That's how I found a few of mine. Just scrolling through, and I was like, well, that looks super interesting. And I click it, and then I was like, oh, nope, I was wrong. And then I go to the next one, and then I was like, oh, this is what I've been searching for.
Yeah.
This is everything.
This is it.
There's some stuff you don't know you like until you see it for the first time, but then there's some stuff that you're just like... I already knew that I wanted.
Yes, that's how I was with masochism. I was just like, I had the feeling, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I would fucking love that. Like, it's never happened, but like, I feel it in the pit of my soul that would be enjoying. Like, I would enjoy that a lot.
I mean, you already know I like hurting people emotionally.
I don't know, like. I don't think I'm an emotional bastard. Like, I'm so fucking sensitive.
I feel like I like hurting them physically too, but emotionally is definitely where
yeah, it hits. Just like
it's different.
Like we're having a conversation that mimics the way that we have group sex.
I need to talk louder. You think I'm kidding? No, I know you both know I'm not kidding.
Like, we don't have to guess.
Yeah, you both experienced. All
right, so what are the big takeaways? Sum it all up.
Let it fucking happen the way it happens.
Yeah, but also, I feel like this is gonna be, like, my takeaway from, like, the majority of things, is that communication is so freaking huge.
Yeah.
For sure.
With anything sex anything life-related.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, not even just sex. Like, just life.
Mm-hmm. My big takeaway is gonna be that you should, instead of trying to, like, get the world to change into what you want, like, you should just be the type of person that sort of thing happens to. So, like, if you want to have threesomes, then you need to be the type of person that is open to them, that other people feel sexually comfortable around, or like, especially like, you know, going into communication, being open and honest about what you want. Like, don't try to like weasel your way into like a threesome. It's just not going to work that way. Mm-hmm. Like, be honest about your intentions, the things that you want, and be that person that things happen to, and then it just starts to manifest itself because you've become the person instead of trying to make the world turn itself into what you want.
Yeah. Waiting on the world to change. That is my input.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just don't expect it to happen. Like, you can tell your partner, hey, I would really love if this happened, but don't be like, I'm really, like, pushing for it to happen. Because I feel like the times that they really push for it is when I, like, am, like...
Want it the least.
No.
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you. Like, you seem way too eager for this to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then, I don't know, for me, when that stuff happens, it puts so much anxiety on me. And I just start to freak out before anything happens because I think about how much they want it because of how pushy they are. And it makes me think, like, well, what if it doesn't go well? Like, blah, 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 all that stuff. It's a mess.
Yeah, and that's just if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, oh, well. Like, you're probably still going to get laid one way or another.
Right, you've lived this long without it happening.
Yeah. We're going to end this by having a threesome.
All right, let's do it.
It seems, like, at least on brand.
Yeah, it seems on brand.
That's, like, probably... That's like the most on-topic thing we're gonna be doing today is each other.
Well, thank you, Levi, for coming on with us.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks for your awesome input.
Yeah, thanks for listening to my long sentences going nowhere, and
it's fine. It really made me feel a little stupid.
Overcomplicating simple ideas.
Oh, we appreciate it. And that's what matters.
Yeah, and that's what we kink.
That is what we kink.
Bye.
Bye.